How far would you go to get your kid into a better school? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Kelly Williams-Bolar, a single mom with two daughters living in public housing in Akron, Ohio, decided to lie. She falsified papers, giving her residence as her father's house, which is in a better school district. Even got her father to lie to the court. Her real school district put a tail on her, and when they caught her, ordered her to pay $30,000 tuition. She refused.
I don't think they wanted money. I think they wanted me to be an example.
So she was tried, convicted, and just finished serving 9 days in jail, dressed in stripes, for lying to get her daughters into a better school. She didn't consider it that bad a lie. She said she spent a lot of time at her father's house. And you have to admit, it certainly wouldn't be the first time someone's claimed with a straight face to be in two places at once. Chicago mayoral candidate Rahm Emanuel comes to mind.
Emanuel argues his time in Washington was in service to his country, and that owning a house, paying taxes, and voting here made him a resident.
Court ruled against him, too, but he won't go to jail for it. Kelly Williams-Bolar was an undocumented internal alien, caught sneaking across school district lines for a better life. What was it President Obama said the other night?
And so the question is whether all of us, as citizens and as parents, are willing to do what's necessary to give every child a chance to succeed.
Easier said than done, Mr. President. Easier said than done. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.